Shul Sarav, and it closes with a final thought and then two final Nidunim. As Rainier mentioned, I had the chance to think together this morning about some of the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha was extraordinarily apparent during these days 55 years ago for those whose eyes were open. And we had a chance to talk earlier this morning about this morning's Haftarah. I mentioned this morning that this morning's Haftarah took place in a location that was returned to Jewish sovereignty on the date of Shabbos, earlier today, Kaf Zayin Ir. The second day of the war, 55 years ago, was the day that the Shomron came back into Jewish hands for the first time since the days of Hashmonaim. And among the Arei HaTanach, in that area is Anasos, the hometown of Yirmiyo, according to the Malbim, where these Prakim Kazayim Zayim, were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yirmiyo HaNavi, in his hometown. And the chance to talk earlier today about the Haftarah, I want to spend a couple moments talking about the beginning of Perek Tezayin before the Haftarah. Haftarah, the end of Tezayin going to Yivzayin, mostly positive. And talking about Jews having bitachon, Baruch HaGever, Shirtach Hashem, we spoke this morning about the Or HaGever, Hashem, Basar Zoro, the need for a Jew to recognize that even if it's my hands on the steering wheel, and my hands on the golf club, and my hands on the double-bladed kayak paddle, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. The hand, my hands are on the item, but the power, the Zeroah, is not merely Basar, it's not merely human, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is powering us. But the very beginning of the Haftarah opens the end of Perek Tezayin, and Yirmiyahu is discussing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why were you saying that you're saying us into Golus? And why were you saying that you're a Kel Kana? You're so upset that the Jews are following the Elilim instead of following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, because I have the chance to notice me. It's not a jealousy for the Avodah Zarah. Kol Yisrael can have the opportunity to recognize me and to embrace me, instead they're running after their phony Narashkai. That's the issue. You step back into the core of Perek Tezayin. And what's fast, what struck me, I was trying to look back just to get some context yesterday, struck me that in the midst of it, there's a pasuk that we think of as being extremely positive. The Ramban in Parashas Bo, and he talks about the fact that different periods of Jewish history have been focused on different geulos. Talks about in the beginning of Perek Yudbeis, the first 1,000 years of Jewish history, Ramban writes, the mitzvah was to name the months by numbers, because that would remind us of Chodesh Nisan, of geulos mitzvah. Ramban says, the mitzvah really has always been to name the months in a way that reminds us of the most recent geula. Once we came back from Babel, the most recent geula no longer in Mitzrayim. Now the month for the last 2,500 years, most recent geula has been geulas Babel. And that's why we use Babeli names, Nisan and Ir and Tammuz and Elul and so forth, to remember we were in Babel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabled us to come back and build the second base on it. And in describing that type of thinking, what's the most recent geula as opposed to an earlier geula, Rabban quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu Perek Tezayin. Hine yamim ba'ayim nu Hashem. Days are coming. Lo ye'amer od chai Hashem asher helos b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael. It's going to be a time, Yirmiyahu says, we're no longer going to say, ah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, he's the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. It's going to be overshadowed by Chai Hashem Asher Helos B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Tzaltam, Kol Ratzel Asher Hidichem Sham. It's going to come a time, Yirmiyahu says, Yimos HaMashiach, and he said, wow, could there be a far larger geula? Kadosh Baruch Hu took us not just from Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us from the north and from all the land all over the world to which we had been pushed, where we had been sent. I will bring them back to their lands that I gave originally, as Warrenberg spoke before, It gave originally to Avraham Avinu. It's beautiful, a shining psukim. So incredibly positive, right? Well, it's a nevuah that we have begun to see. Another nevuah, Amit Gashemet, is Kibbutz Galus. First, there were 6,000 Jews there, so there were 60,000, then there were 600,000, and now we're way over 6 million. Exponential, literally exponential growth over the last 150 years. We've begun to see these nevuahs materialize before our eyes. What's remarkable, though, is that this isn't meant, the Rabban presents it as something incredibly positive, and it is, but the context is not. The context is he's telling, remember when this was said? This was said to Yirmiyahu before Galus Babel. He's telling, this is part of what Yirmiyahu was complaining about. Why are you talking about sending us into Galus because of Avodah Zarah, the conversation that takes place after this at the beginning of today's Haftarah? These psukim are several psukim before the Haftarah begins. This was a nevuah of Galus. He's saying to Yirmiyahu, there's going to come a time when it's going to do an even greater geula, bring you back from all the places all over the world that I'm about to send you to now. Because I'm about to send you into Galus. I was struck by that. It's so much a matter of perspective. You look at this, it can be incredibly positive. At the time, it was frightening. Jews had so far only known one Galus, Galus Mitzrayim. We went to Mitzrayim, came back there to Israel. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yirmiyahu, there's going to come a time where I'm going to be extracting Jews from all over the world back there to Israel. That's a frightening thought. What's going to be between now and then? Yirmiyahu was thinking. And that's what Pesukim go on to say. L'cheheni nishalech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, I'm going to send forces that are going to pull you away from Eretz Israel. They will send you here, we'll send you there. And from our perspective, this is extraordinarily positive. That's already, I think, a perspective on that itself. Thinking about the two perspectives as positive itself gives us perspective on history, and it itself gives us perspective on Maaseh Hashem in general. And the truth is, it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. When Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the mysterious passages in Chumash, is one of the first passages in Chumash, I believe, to be discussed in the Talmud Bavli near the beginning of Maseches Brachos, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Odinei Anas Drachecha." The first time there was a major sin by Klal Yisrael, national sin, a national onesh, and a national push for tshuva and for kapara, and Moshe Rabbeinu is negotiating with the Ribon Shalom after the Chet HaEgel, and he says, "I want to understand how you work." Odinei Anas Drachecha. The Gemara says, he's trying to understand, Sama Piralo, Rosh Matovlo, things don't always make sense to us. And life is so upside down and topsy-turvy, and life is so full of pain. Sometimes things are great, and sometimes things are terrible. And it's so confusing. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I'm going to pass by, I'm going to put you on the side, I'm going to pass by, from Ticha B'Nikras Atzur, and my covenant will pass by, very Isa Sacharai for 9-11. You'll see me from behind, you won't see my face. You'll see the back of my head. What does that mean? The mashal. One understands in the mashal that we don't, when events are head on, when events are headed towards us, we can rarely make sense of them. In hindsight, when we're looking from behind, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed us by, now we look and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from behind, so that then sometimes with enough perspective, things begin to make sense. That's why she's talking. And Yirmiyahu Perek Tzayin. At the time, it was Mamash, the most frightening thing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to extract us from Babel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to extract us from Saudi Arabia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to extract us from Argentina and from America and from Australia. That's the most frightening thought in the world. And here it is. And now we're looking at it and we're seeing it on the other side. We have been zocheh as a nation to begin to see these psukim from a perspective of acharei, and that itself is part of the source, the driver of our hallel and our hodah. And yilam itzasim in amafurish. That itself also teaches us that to bar our Rav's Nusach. The wheels of Gula already turning. We daven that they should turn faster and faster. And it already gives us, or like it makes us a little bit like Rabbi Akiva. A little bit, we can stand in Rabbi Akiva's shoes. The famous Gemara, Maranus to before, the Chal Yisrael has only Stamat Tongue Cheek developed the minute. The last couple of decades, at least, to chazed this Gemara Pesach, which shul doesn't have a siyum on Maseches Makos, at least one of them in Yonah. Rabbi Akiva is smiling because now that he sees the bad Gula actually happen, now he can really imagine even more vividly what the good Gulas would look like. The good Gulas that all Yeshua's came was Gamus, Rechavis Yishalayim. The good Gulas that we get to see, Mamish, materialized. Imagine how Rabbi Akiva would sing and dance. If he got to stand in a playground in Yerushalayim. So we could be a little bit like, we could step a little bit into people's shoes right now and to look at these psukim and say, now we begin to see what it looks like when things are my acharai. Now we begin to see after two and a half thousand years, 2,700 years, whatever it is, after Yirmiyahu, now we say, look at these psukim, these are amazing. We're already beginning to feel what it looks like to see things me'acharai, to look with a perspective, a more complete perspective of simcha. And it hopefully helps us also to already, like your Bekiva, have an even more positive perspective, even on things which are right now still negative and painful. We're already beginning to see what it's like to see things from an emotional perspective, to see things me'acharai. That itself is a further degree of simcha, not only hodala shavar, but it begins to give us, we said before, bakasha lahaba, also begins to give us a sense of what it means to have hodah al shavar as well. The hour is late, maybe we'll end with two final nigunim.